Welcome to another episode of Being Black 2020. I am your co-founder and CEO of the Being Black 2020 podcast and wellness initiative, Haru Anu, also known as Joshua X. And today's podcast will be about respect. It's going to be about respect, family. I know a lot of people talk about this. There's been millions of conversations about this. Respect, what does it mean? How do we begin as a society to have a collective respect for each other? And how is this useful, or how is this a tool of destruction if we don't utilize it correctly? So let's get into it, family. As always, I want to thank you all, and I always say I appreciate you all for putting energy into your mental health. As I often say, this podcast is really just me talking out life lessons and tools that I use along my human experience so that I can have a more fulfilled and balanced experience, so that I'm not just constantly staying stagnant in certain places, so I'm not becoming mad in demeanor, so I'm not being confused or distraught. These tools, each tool is a lesson I use on a day-to-day basis to balance self. So with that, moving forward, let's get into respect. What is respect, family? Respect is different for each person. That's what we have to realize when it comes to respect. We learn these terms like respect and courage and honor. All of these words, they sound good, but then they have a universal standard. They have a universal standard. Most people, when they say respect, they have a certain type of respect in mind. You know, most people say honor, they have a certain type of honor in mind. However, family, I want you to realize one thing, is that there's varying degrees of everything in the world. With that being said, there's levels to respect. There's levels to it. You know, there's different types of people out here, and it all starts from a self place, family. Nobody can respect you more than you respect yourself. That's the first and most important thing I want to talk about. There's different levels of respect, and nobody can exceed the level of respect for you than you have for yourself. And even if they do, it's always a temporary basis. So we see in society, when we have these superficial people that care about, you know, cars, clothes, and that's all they care about, right? And then they get with friends and family and girlfriends. And then once this money gets to going dry, these people get to leaving. Or these people don't get to respond in the same way. Or these people don't necessarily have that same respect that they had from them before. It's because their respect was tied to the superficial things. So that's a level of respect, being superficial respect. Then we have, you know, sentimental respect, where, you've been through situations with people, or your friends and family, you've been through situations in tough times, and through those tough times, you've gained admiration for each other. And that admiration, that type of gaining that type of respect from somebody only lasts so long. Because I know not everybody deals with these type of situations, but some people are going to really resonate with these because you've heard your family members say, "Oh, remember when you ain't had no gas, and you know, I lent you that gas money. Oh, remember when you know what I'm saying, you ain't had nowhere to stay at, and I let you sleep on my couch." You know, so we have that type of respect that comes out of sentiment. You know, so that's a level of respect. Because no respect at all is complete and utter, you know, negligence is complete and utter, you know, saying negative remarks, not doing anything for you, not responding to you, not even trying to acknowledge your existence. That's complete and utter disrespect. That's no respect at all. So we have to realize when we say a lot of these times, like, and you ain't got no respect. No. How are we mirroring? How are we showing that we respect ourselves or the people around us hold themselves to that standard? Because I talked about relationships earlier, but there's one thing I've noticed about life. Out of my whole 30 years, I could be wrong. You guys leave comments and you guys leave messages on the social media so that, you know, we can get engaged in these conversations. However, so like I said, when it comes to respect, I've noticed that as a male in this experience, I've noticed that the women who hold themselves to a higher standard, the women who take care of themselves, who have a higher self-respect, men who don't have self-respect don't even approach them. Men with no self-respect rather approach the ones who look desperate, rather approach the ones who look like they might be promiscuous, or they might be easy, or might be vulnerable. Why do you think that is, family? It's low-hanging fruit. And it also shows that if you're not going to respect yourself, then I don't have to respect you. So like I said, family, it always starts with a self level. You have to respect yourself. You cannot demand what you are not doing to yourself from other people. It's hypocrisy. And it's not going to last. If other people around you see what they can get away with, see how you're abusing yourself, they are going to add in eventually. I've been a product of self-loathing, beating up on myself. And you know what the people around me did when I beat up on myself? Because I didn't like what I was doing, or I didn't think I was ahead far enough, or I didn't think I was doing this big enough, or I didn't think I was, you know what I'm saying, like this successful enough for this. And you know what the people around me did? You know what those friends and those family and those so-called associates did? They piled on. They was like, oh, you know what? Josh is taking shit. Let's dump our shit over there on Josh. Haru is taking shit. Let's roll our shit down to Haru. Because that's how the society that we live in capitalizes off suffering. Everybody capitalizes off suffering. The music industry capitalizes off suffering. The healthcare system capitalizes off suffering. Jobs capitalize off suffering. Everybody in society, the government capitalizes off suffering. Everybody, entertain all. Everybody capitalizes off suffering. How do you stop this cycle? Self-respect. Self-respect. That's how we stop the cycle of abuse when it comes to your conscious mind. When you become aware that you are that you are beautiful, that you are brilliant, that you are magnetic energy flowing free-flowingly. The only cage comes when you put yourself in boxes and labels. And these boxes and labels make you react in certain ways. Respect yourself more. Honor your body more. Respect your body more. When you respect your body, you put better food in it. When you respect who you are, you won't allow your aura to be dampened by people who are going to bring negative energy around you. These are things that stem from caring and respecting yourself. Then growth succeeds all of it. Then growth comes like a plant sprouting out of the dirt. Growth allows everything that you're manifesting through self-respect and care to blossom in full bloom. You have to respect. You talked about self respecting self, but you also have to respect your business. A lot of you all have businesses, and a lot of y'all comfortable keep popping up. There's 1,000 pop-up shops, no corporations. And I'm not saying every black person has to have a corporation, but shit, shouldn't one of them, two of them, three of them? Why do we need 15,000 herbalists? Why can't we just have five and the other 15,000 support those five so that we get real results? Let's respect. Let's respect the process of what we're doing. After we respect ourselves, we have to start respecting things that we do. Let's respect these herbs. Let's respect the process of herbalism. Let's respect the process of medicine. A lot of us don't understand things. So now a lot of herbalists are thinking of medicine bad, bad, bad. No, it's the algorithm in which they use medicine. Medicine is beautiful. It's technology. It's advancement. But we have to open our minds to greater possibilities and respect our mind by thinking. We have to respect our mind by thinking, by using it. It was back in the day, people used to say, don't just use your head for a hat rack. Think. Think. Respect your mind. Respect your body. Work out. Put fruits and berries and vegetables in it. Allow herbs to refuel your body. Sleep. Respect your temple. Don't just invade it with any type of filth or disgusting habits. This is how this experience becomes a blossoming journey. This is how this experience becomes one in which you have the narrative in which you're looking for. That you have the narrative in which you've been seeking this whole existence. It starts when you start being true to yourself and start respecting yourself. A lot of us, like I said, a lot of us go through so much with people and situations in our life that when we get out of those situations, we don't heal because we constantly beat ourselves up. That's the number one thing I've noticed as far as the people that's been in my experience. As far as my so-called family and friends, relatives, associates, a lot of people have survived traumatic events only to keep their mind embedded in those events. Their body has survived those events, but their mind is still there. Oh, His house burned down a couple of years ago, and you know he's left a divorce, and you know his relationship is rocky with his relatives, but you know he's doing all right. That's what people say. He's doing all right. No, John is drinking himself to death. John is loathing himself misery because he feels as though nobody cares about him, but nobody is checking in on John. So people are rather say, oh, John's doing all right. We see how mental health plagues our society because of the lack of respect for ourselves and for people around us. And then we superficially say, oh, you know, here's a birthday present. Happy Father's Day. Happy Mother's Day. Happy Thanksgiving. Say what you're thankful for. None of this requires respect. All of this just requires an action. It requires a mask to put on a certain suit, to put on your label. All of this just requires to put on a label and act a certain way for a couple of hours or a day. Because we notice, after all these families get together, even back in the day, after all the families get together on these days, everybody go back to cussing each other out, talking crazy, doing all the ignorant, destructive things that keeps relatives apart. So we need to stop saying, oh, I need to go back to where it used to be. We need to correct the behavior of self-loathing and disrespect. And that starts now. We can't talk about back in the day. We can't talk about in the future. We talk about now. Let's start with respecting yourself and then proceeding by respecting everybody else and everything else around you. And that's how we start to see a change in the curve and the pattern of how things respond to us and how we respond to other things. So until next time, people, I respect the fact that you want to improve your mental health, and I provoke you to evaluate yourself, your respect levels for other people and for yourself. And even if you don't need to improve, you feel as though you don't need to improve, owe it to yourself to push yourself forward and to gain more perspective in that area. So until next time, family, peace and hotel.